Welcome to the I Love Music podcast. My name is Jen Fedor. I started the I Love Music podcast to inspire people who love music, encourage people who work within the industry, and to hear each person's unique story. For this episode, I interviewed Howard Mordeaux, also known as the LA Rocker or the Dancing Man. If you are in Los Angeles, you probably have seen him at a show or two dancing it up. Being an avid concert goer myself, this interview was so much fun getting to talk about all the shows we both have been to. From Coachella to Desert Trip to Bruce Springsteen, this interview was a blast. All right, let's get into Howard's interview. Growing up, what type of music did you listen to? Like, how did you get to become such a lover of music?
God, let's see, it started out, me and my best friend, we would like share, we'd hear new music, right?
Yeah.
And we would start sharing it. Like, I grew up in the best time for music. Oh my God. Every time a Beatles album came out,
yeah,
like the White album came out, it's like, I went to a friend's house and we just sat in the dark and listened to it. It was very strange because he was my sister's boyfriend.
Okay.
But he turned out he was gay.
Yeah.
And I tried to tell my sister, look, we were listening to the White Album and he was coming on to me. No, no, he's not. That's the thing I remember most about listening to the White Album.
Yeah.
Strange. Anyway, I started listening to music there. My sister had different tastes in music.
Okay.
So I got, because of my sister, all the Motown stuff. Marvin Gaye, Diana Ross, the Stylistics.
Yeah.
And we would watch American Bandstand and Soul Train. And we would start dancing, learning to dance with that stuff. Even my mom said, even before I could walk, they put music on, I'd get up and start dancing. Then I'd fall over when the music was on.
That's
but
great.
So I got to hear all this great music, and I went started going to concerts as soon as I got my first car. Yeah. I just missed seeing the Doors. You know the place across the street from the Hollywood Palladium?
Right.
Whatever it's called now, Nickelodeon. It used to be a club.
Yeah.
I saw Rocky Horror Show there.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, the Doors played there, and I wasn't old enough to get in. You had to be 18. I was 17.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
So just missed the Doors. But my first festival was Newport 69, Devonshire Downs.
Okay.
And it was like, God, the first night was Jimi Hendrix. Uh-huh. Second night, Creedence Clearwater. Third night, Three Dog Night. And they were all huge at that time.
Yeah.
So that was my first festival.
That's amazing. So you grew up in LA and
I was born here and we used to camp out for tickets on Sunset Boulevard by the Roxy and across the street we'd see the hookers there and they would flash us at midnight. It was a fun time.
Yeah, that's
and tickets were only, $6,
Right, yeah.
I saw Bruce Springsteen at the Roxy. I saw Bob Marley at the Roxy.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, Fleetwood Mac.
I'm like the biggest Bruce Springsteen fan. I love Bruce so much.
I just went to New York. I was so lucky I got tickets for that.
Oh, you did?
On Thanksgiving weekend, and I'd never seen the parade. So I got to see the parade and Bruce same weekend on Thanksgiving weekend. It was heaven.
Oh, my goodness. That's awesome.
Anyway, so my sister got me into the Motown, that kind of soul music. And I was into the Rock and the Who, and my friend, oh, you got to listen to this. You got to listen to Quadrophenia. You got to hear, all the Tommy. It was all coming out when I, Sergeant Pepper, I mean, my first car, 64 Malibu. And I got my first four-track stereo. If you don't even know what a four-track is.
Oh, I know what a four-track is. Yeah, definitely.
My first album was the Iron Butterfly, Inagata DeVita. My second album was Cream, Disraeli Gears.
Okay.
And these were all just new albums coming out, right?
Yeah.
So, and then the Beatles came out. Mm-hmm. Everybody was crazed about the Beatles, except my mother.
Yeah.
I brought a Beatles whole album home to my mother. She got so mad, she made me return it.
Oh my God, really?
She hated it. Oh yeah, my mother's music, another genre of music I loved. Like the big band, Benny Goodman, and then Doris Day, and Connie Francis, and Steve and Edie Gourmet. I mean, I got in so many different kinds of music I grew up with.
That's so cool.
Bobby Rydell, Volare, oh, if you remember that song.
Uh-huh, I do.
I totally.
Yeah,
you must have been crawling on the lawn, crawling on the floor when you heard that one.
I grew up like listening to oldies and my parents,
It's hard to believe that
did
now.
Did you see the Beatles when they
almost.
Were? Almost, okay.
They had a giveaway, and I got the second prize, which was the Revolver album.
Okay. Oh, man.
And they were playing at the Hollywood Bowl, I remember.
Oh, that's so cool.
I almost got the tickets for the Beatles, but then I heard the sound was so bad with the screaming girls, you couldn't hear it anyway. I was happy to get the Revolver album because I loved that album.
Yeah.
That was the first real Beatles album that my mother didn't make me return because I got it for free.
Yeah. My mom, and my aunt, they got to actually see the Beatles. I think they were like 10 or 12.
My mom got to see Elvis. I never got to see Elvis.
I
went
so
to every
cool.
Elvis movie.
Yeah.
They'd have double bills of Elvis when I was young.
Right.
Everything was a double feature.
Yeah. Oh. How have you seen like the LA music scene like change over the years from like back then and like kind of up until now? Like,
oh God, it was so exciting when I was growing up, you know.
Yeah.
Some of my friends, we used to camp out together. I'm still friends with these people from 35, 40 years ago.
That's amazing.
Because we used to camp out together. It was a big group thing. Like the first time after the Beatles broke up.
Yeah.
Paul McCartney toured with Wings.
Yeah.
I grabbed 5 of my friends. We're going to the Forum. We're camping out for 2 days.
Yeah.
And I was first in line. That was the first time I had my picture in the paper. Holding
my
front row tickets.
Oh my gosh. That's amazing. That's so amazing.
I think they were like 750. I remember scalping my extra Led Zeppelin tickets.
Oh.
They were 750. I scalped them for $15.
Oh my gosh. That's
so when I was going to school,
when
I'd go wait in line for tickets, I'd buy an extra pair, which would pay for my tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Or my friends, they would know I'd be camping out overnight. Okay, fine, I'll give you the extra, because I can't camp out overnight.
Yeah.
But I loved it so much, even going to UCLA. Luckily, it was close to the Forum where all the big shows were.
Mm-hmm.
So I would skip a class in the morning. I got to go get tickets.
I got to go get tickets to go see
Zeppelin's going on sale. The Who's going on sale.
Yeah.
The shows I saw growing up. Oh my God, Santa Monica Civic, I wish they'd have more shows there.
Yeah.
My first, I saw the Eagles there. David Bowie the first time he came out.
Yeah,
That was $6 a ticket too. And I was going to UCLA and I looked in the Daily Brew and, sounds interesting. I'll buy tickets for all my friends because they were so cheap.
Right.
And I took my friends to it and I was out with this girl at the time and we went there and it was like another world. We'd never seen a transvestite in our life
till
we went to that concert. And, you know, Bowie looked like a space alien.
Oh,
then.
Yeah.
So that was a total shock to my head,
gosh.
Seeing David Bowie like that with the crowd that I'd never seen in my life.
Yeah.
Growing up in the Valley.
Right.
It was not Hollywood, you know?
Yeah, no. Yeah, definitely.
So, yeah, I just love growing up here was so much fun. And my first trip to San Francisco, The Last Waltz.
Oh.
I got to meet Bill Graham. Oh, my God.
Oh, I love what Bill Graham did back in the day, because like my uncle and his brother, they grew up during that time, they grew up in San Francisco, like going all over the just like with Janis. And
I never got to see Janis.
Okay. Oh my God.
I got to see the Doors right after Jim Morrison died. That was very depressing.
Oh goodness. Yeah.
But I saw, you know, the guy who's still touring, the guitar player, he's still amazing. And you should see the lead singer he's got. Oh, my God, they recreate that Doors sound. And the lead guitar player of the Doors was, like, always my favorite guitar player anyway, one of my favorites. And Queen at the Santa Monica Civic. I mean, everything started. It was so weird. Start would be like, Genesis with Peter Gabriel at the Roxy.
Oh, wow.
I mean, we didn't even know what we were seeing, you know, it was like my first time.
Yeah.
And that's how things progressed then. It would be go from the Roxy or the Troubadour to the Santa Monica Civic to the Forum.
Yeah.
That's how it would go.
That's so cool.
It was pretty wild, I must admit. My first Grateful Dead concert in Long Beach Arena. I'll never forget the crowd. This girl comes up to me.
Yeah.
And she grabs me and she's got this glazed look in her eye, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'd never taken anything like LSD or anything.
Yeah.
She looks me and I go in the eye and she goes, "Are you along for the ride?"
What?
I guess so.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that line.
Oh my gosh.
My friends tell me, "Howard, you got to write a book from all your experiences. Call it that."
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Along for the ride.
Yeah.
I'm not really a writer, but you know.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Did you get to meet Bowie or
no.
Yeah.
I never had those connections.
Yeah. Well, I don't, you know, sometimes
and there was
people
no Golden
out...
Circle and all these platinum seats. It's like everything, if you waited, you got up front. You got the front seats.
Yeah.
So there was a time there, people used to call me Front Row Mordeau. Because I loved being in the front row. And I've got 8mm movies from like the 70s to the early 70s to 80s with like Bowie and Patti Smith and Santa Monica. All these videos I've took.
You took? Okay.
With my wind-up 8mm camera. And it was
That's huge.
Amazing.
That's so cool.
And I put it all on DVD. It cost me like $650.
Yeah.
I need to add soundtrack to it. But I was always close. And I had some of these classic movies. And they were all like little three-minute reels, you know. But I forgot. I got to transfer these before the tapes die.
Oh, my gosh.
You know?
You have to do. Yeah.
So I did. It took me a while, but I finally did it.
Oh, my goodness. I want to see these one day. Oh, my gosh. That would be amazing.
Yes, maybe I could sell them on your show. I don't know. Is that legal? Who the hell knows?
I don't know. No, but
Bruce
I mean,
Springsteen at the Santa Monica Civic. I mean, we're knowing. Oh, no. That was the Santa Barbara Bowl he played.
Okay.
And he jumped down. That was when there was a pit at the Santa Barbara Bowl.
Okay. Wow.
God, seeing Bruce at the Roxy. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. We were at the front and center table, and he comes out on the table, and I'm standing right there.
Yeah.
That was the only show that they confiscated my cameras.
Oh,
they made me take the film out.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's crazy.
Now I think you can even buy... He's got that live from the Roxy, I think, from the show I was at.
Oh, whoa.
It was like the Darkness on the Edge of Town tour. And the next night, he played at the Roxy.
Yeah.
Waiting in line for that. When the tickets went on sale, it was a mob scene trying to get... It was like fight to get the tickets.
Oh, my gosh.
So it was pretty wild then, you know.
Yeah.
And there was no security at the time. And then some of the security that finally came for later shows of Bruce and stuff. Bruce was always a hard ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And these security people would come that were paid off.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you know, I was camping out, right, with 20 people. We know everybody in line.
Right.
All of a sudden, 10, 20 more other people show up with numbers. We go, what? These guys weren't here.
Right.
So we had to fight to get our seats.
Oh, my gosh.
So I got my front rows for Bruce Springsteen on Halloween with Clarence. And God, all those great memories.
That's so cool.
It's been a wonder. I mean, growing up in L.A., I'm so spoiled because it was never that cold. We could always camp out.
Right.
Winter, summer.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I mean, look at this weather. It's 80 degrees out there.
It's 80 degrees right now, and it's so amazing.
And my sister's a musician. She plays the drums and sings and writes lyrics, but she lives in Berlin, so she comes home twice a year for a month or two. So I spend like every moment, every day with her.
Yeah.
While she's here.
Yeah, I grew up in Michigan and where it was
freezing.
Snow freezing.
I can't even imagine.
It's like, I'm just always so grateful and thankful every day that I'm like, I'm so glad I like landed in Los Angeles. So there was one point in life where I was like, I'm never going to move to LA. I'll move to New York. But one thing led to another and I ended up here and I'm really...
You're happy.
I'm really happy.
How long have you been here?
A total of nine years? Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, if I could afford it, I would bi-coastal. It would be fun, you know?
Yeah.
But I'd only go back there when the right time.
Right, yeah.
Like when I go to do my Broadway week, you know?
Yeah.
It's like last time I went, I think I saw 11 shows in 5 days.
Oh my gosh. That's
so much
amazing.
Fun. You just bounce around.
Yeah.
You get a hotel
definitely.
Right in the middle.
Yeah.
And it costs, but I can only afford that like once every 5 years.
Right. Yeah.
Or if something special happens.
Yeah.
You know?
You went, well, when like LCD Sound System.
Oh my God. I'm in that movie too.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a pure coincidence.
Okay.
Because.
Tell me a little bit about that.
I always plan my trips to New York like 6 months in advance so I can get really good seats.
Right.
So I wait for the next block of months going on sale and I get seats right up front.
Yeah.
Without having golden platinum $650 tickets.
Right.
So I do that. So I did plan that all because that was when Spider-Man was playing and I wanted to see Spider-Man. I wanted to see him flying around the arena.
Yeah.
So I did that. I picked a certain weekend. And then like a week, it turns out like LCD Sound System supposedly were breaking up.
Right.
One of my favorite all-time bands.
Oh, my gosh.
And they added that show at Madison Square Garden. And when it first went on sale, like, nobody could get tickets. Mm-hmm. I didn't get tickets. A week before, and it turned out to be the weekend I was going. So everybody got mad. Then they added a bunch of shows at some small nightclub. Mm-hmm. I forgot what it's called. Terminal 5.
Oh, yeah, Terminal 5.
So I managed to get tickets for that. So I got a ticket for that. And then a week before I was leaving for New York, they released more tickets, and I got seats in the pit.
Oh, that's so great.
The GAB right in the front. I go, oh, my God, I can't believe it.
Yeah.
The week just happened to be the weekend I was there. I mean, it was meant to be.
Right.
And next thing I know, I'm in the movie, and I went to see it at the Cinerama Dome. Yeah. And when I came up on the screen, everybody starts clapping because they knew, there he is.
There's,
you know,
Howard.
It's like, where's Howard? It's like, instead of, where's Waldo there? Where's Howard? That's me.
Yeah. Yeah. So, oh. That's so cool.
Yeah, it's been fun. You know, God, I'm 60. I'm going to be 67 in March. Mm-hmm. Everything still works, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you're always dancing at all the shows. Like, I've been to the Hollywood Bowl before,
oh, yeah.
And I'm like, oh,
there he is.
There's Howard dancing. So.
And did you see the one video? Somebody, a friend, took a video of me. Uh-huh. That when it was a KCRW night, the opening act was Charo.
Yeah.
And she sang. Oh. Or she did a bolero.
Okay.
And I was she's on the big screen. No, I'm right on the side, right below the screen.
Yeah.
So I'm dancing to Bolero, one song I always thought would be fun to try to dance to.
Uh huh.
So when I dance to some of these songs, it's like a, can I do it? It's like a challenge.
Yeah.
It's a challenge to me. So let me see if I can do this. I could probably even dance to classical if I wanted to try. But that would be too weird. People at the Hollywood Bowl are really stuck up, especially when you're down in that Garden Box area.
Right. Yeah.
Because there's always somebody who says I'm in their way or I'm too distracting.
I mean, it's just like you love to dance. You're a lover of music. People get too uptight.
There's always a one or two, you know.
Yeah.
And they get really mad, even if they're sitting way further. I mean, they're in this, maybe in the same seats, but they're like 10, 15 rows back. I'm not really in their way.
Right.
But they're upset that I'm distracting to the show, to the enjoyment of the show, because I'm too I am a pretty distracting person, aren't I? I admit it. I'm distracting.
But like, just like in the best possible way ever. You know what I mean?
I mean, last night I was, you know, that the music, they were so good last night. It was like seeing...
Who did you see for the listeners?
The radio department. They're from Sweden.
Okay.
It was like seeing the Cocteau Twins with a male singer to me.
Yeah.
And really nice melodies. And it was like, oh my God, I was like in heaven. I said, yes, God, thank you for putting music into my life. Because that's what keeps me feeling young. It's the music.
Yeah.
And learning all this stuff growing up, you know. If my best friend didn't show me some music, here, we had cassettes then, so. Mm-hmm. Oh, you got to listen to this Tommy. Or Deep Purple. On the Mound, whatever that song is.
Yeah. So going back to LCD Sound System, did you get tickets for the Hollywood Bowl coming up?
Of course, I got tickets for all three shows. Santa Barbara Bowl and the two nights. I think I'm only going to go to two.
Okay.
I got to cut back a little bit. I mean, it's crazy that they're $100 a ticket, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't really care about Yeah Yeah Yeahs that much.
Okay. Have you seen them before?
Yeah, I have seen them. I just couldn't, for some reason, I just couldn't get them. It's like me trying to get into Kendrick Lamar.
Okay.
I cannot get it. And the other guy that my friends love, I've gone to so many tickets, shows of Kanye West. I still don't really like him that much.
Yeah.
The one show he did at the Hollywood Bowl where he did an old album where he was actually singing, that one I liked.
You did? Okay, cool. Yeah, no, I saw him at Madison Square Garden. Like 2 years ago when he was like on the
platform,
and I thought it was really amazing. But
that was pretty bizarre. And I'm thinking about, what about people underneath? Can they see him?
Right, yeah.
They're following the thing around. I just watched the Grammy thing the other night. The Kendrick Lamar thing with Bono.
Yeah.
That was very, it was bizarre to me. I don't know. I didn't quite, maybe I should watch it again. But this morning, between the sun, beautiful sunrise, as I'm driving out to see the dentist, and I haven't finished watching all the Grammys yet.
Yeah.
But then when I was home, I just watched like I was up to the part with the Broadway part, and they had Patti LuPone singing "Don't Cry for Me, Argentina."
Yeah. Oh, yes, I saw that.
And the guy who won, who did the song, the one from West Side Story.
Oh yeah, I
forgot his name.
Yeah.
But he's got such an amazing... I saw that show in New York.
It's
so fantastic. I can't wait for it to come here. Ben Platt? Yeah, I think that's his name.
Okay, cool. Cool.
Yeah. Oh, that's. I think I'm going to see that one twice. It's that good. The music is fantastic. It's like about a dysfunctional family, but the music is like from Rent. It's that good.
Cool. I go to a lot of shows a week, like maybe like three, but I feel like you like far surpass my concert. How many shows do you go a week?
Well, usually it's like probably at least two or three, especially in the summer. Yeah. I mean, I was like this week, I wasn't planning to go to all these shows.
Yeah.
Last night I got it the last minute.
Yeah.
The John Maz I just got, I woke up too early in the morning and I wasn't thinking, oh, that's not a bad price. I'll get it.
Right. Yeah.
And then I get offered free tickets 2 hours later.
Oh, man.
It's okay. That's just more people I can invite or just put them up on Craigslist. So, see, it's hard for me. I'm 60, almost 67.
Right.
But my partner, he's got all, you know, people my age.
Yeah.
Most of them have got all kinds of problems with their standing up and whatever. And I'm lucky that I don't have any of that stuff. Because my partner has everything you can imagine wrong with him. Diabetes, high blood pressure, depression.
Yeah.
Half the time he can't get out of bed to go to a show, so I'm stuck with a ticket at the last minute.
Right.
Which is why I call you guys up.
Yeah. I appreciate it so much because I love spontaneity.
Oh, and good,
like,
good.
It's like.
So you're one of my last minute people I can call up.
Oh, yeah, totally.
That's good.
All
that's
the time
good.
Because, like, I just love spontaneous hangs and, like, when I run into people spontaneously, I'm like, oh my gosh. Like,
I know my energy level increases when I'm with somebody I know.
Yeah.
Like last night, I went with Jason Grueler. Anyway. I get I get upset a little bit because with myself because like, am I going to get his girlfriend mad if he goes to the show with me? Her name is Orly.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we went to the show and the boyfriend, you could tell he was like me, you know.
Yeah.
He was so happy to be there and the music was so good he couldn't stop thanking me. And me, I got off on him dancing in front of me, you know.
Yeah.
So it's like, good, someone else that's at my level that can feel what good music sounds like and how it makes you feel inside. So, you know, I get home, I'm all wired. I'm not tired. I haven't had dinner yet. So.
Yeah. Is that like one of the reasons why you love music? It's how it makes you feel?
Right. Or? And it carries over to the next morning, especially if you got into a Bruce show.
Oh my gosh. So my very first Bruce concert was only 2 or 3 years ago.
Oh my God.
And
you never saw Clarence.
No, I never saw Clarence. I know. A lot of my other diehard friends that are Bruce fans did, but I never saw Clarence.
Yeah, I saw Bruce from the beginning.
Yeah. But it was just like pure luck.
That you got tickets?
No, well, we got tickets. Well, so we had tickets, but me and my friend Puttini, she flew in from my first show was in Chicago for Bruce, and all my Michigan friends, like who are like hardcore, diehard like Bruce fans, were like, we're all going to Chicago, and I was like, okay, for my very first Bruce show, I have to go with like. And me and Fotini, we had tickets kind of like up in the rafters, but we were just walking by like one of the box offices and we're like, let's just
check
ask.
It out.
Yeah. And the guy at the window, we were like, do you have 2 pit tickets? He was like, yeah. So like, we like, bought those tickets and then.
Did they exchange them or you just bought the new ones?
We just bought the new ones and then.
Sold the old ones.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, sold the old ones. But we got in line for the lottery and then we won front pit. So it was just. We like won.
Oh, that was another time.
That was the same time because. Yeah, it was the same time because we won after getting the tickets from the box office.
So you already had pit and then you won 2 more?
No. We didn't have pit. We had like up like third tier or something.
Oh, but, so you won the lottery and got it.
Yeah, so we got front pit and it was just like mind blowing.
The last show, I'm almost embarrassed.
Yeah.
So, the last show at the sports arena.
Yeah.
I went to 2 of the nights. And the last night they had the lottery, right? We got there early for the lottery. And of course, I was at the end of the line.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting over on the side, just, you know, kind of depressed a little, you know. Think, oh, well, my seats aren't that bad, right?
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there and they're calling groups by their number, right?
Yeah.
And I just happened to be sitting on a by a flower bed or something.
Yeah.
As they called one group up. And there was like a hole in the line.
Yeah.
So I got up and went into the line. Oh, and I'm saying to myself, I hope they don't notice my number is the wrong number. And I go up there and I show them the ticket and the guy smiles at me and lets me go through.
He did.
So I got the pitch.
Oh my gosh. That's amazing.
It's like, wow, I hit the jack. I hit the Bruce jackpot.
Yeah.
My poor friend was bummed out.
Yeah.
But it's like because
you have to take
I said, look, I can't. It's not my fault. He gets he has his own radio show, yeah. David Ponick.
Okay.
I forget what it's called. On Thursday nights, Luxury Music, it's called.
Okay.
And he always gets free tickets for stuff.
Right. Yeah.
But you know the people he works with, he always has to take some of them.
Yeah. Oh, we have this magnificent leaf blower behind us, everyone. So.
Should we go into the other room?
No, it's. So the leaf blower person went by, and we're back.
Leaf blower break.
Leaf blower break.
Say that three times fast.
Right? Oh my gosh. I love all the Bruce stories so much. Like, Bruce is just like, yeah.
God. I got to see him so many times right up front.
Oh, it's so good. What shows are you looking forward to coming up that you're going to see?
Oh, besides LCD Sound System?
Yeah.
Next, my old girlfriend's birthday is on Valentine's Day. We're going to see Bruno Mars in Vegas.
Oh, fun. Oh, my gosh.
Let's see. There's so many good things coming up. The Santa Barbara Bowl's got some. We got Jack White coming. We got the guy from Talking of David Byrne.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to Coachella for that, too, so I get to see that twice.
What weekend are you going to?
I like the second weekend because the crowd is, it's a different feel, you know? I used to go for only first week. Oh, I got to see the fresh grass.
Right.
But really, you're there for the music more than the fresh grass.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to weekend too.
Good.
So. Yeah.
Two. And luckily, my friend from Canada, who just never been, he's never been to Coachella, we went to Desert Trip.
Uh-huh.
And I ended up going both weekends. It was so much fun.
Desert Trip was just like one of like my favorite concerts of like all time. Like, did you enjoy it as much as I did?
Oh, totally did. I wasn't planning on going both weekends because the tickets were so expensive.
Yeah.
But what happened, if you noticed, at the last minute, the ticket prices would like drop to like nothing. My friends got pits for $150.
Yeah, I got. I went weekend.
You just
two,
never know what's gonna happen.
And I
you know?
Just kept checking StubHub.
Yes,
and
they
were. I got tickets for $152.
Exactly.
So like, I went last minute as well, and it was just like one of the best experiences like ever. Like,
See, but the first week,
seeing Paul McCartney.
Well, I got another good story about that.
Oh yeah, well, yeah. Tell me.
So I met my one of my friends, good friends from Victoria, Canada.
Yeah.
He came down for that. He comes down every once in a while for a show that he really wants to see here, and then I'll take him around and stuff.
Uh-huh.
We became friends because at some concert and we talked, and then there's this good show at the Nokia. It's a benefit with Billy Idol and a bunch of different people. Uh-huh. Oh good.
Yeah.
Where are you staying? I'll pick you up. It was really cool. Anyway, Desert Trip comes around. First weekend. We're going to, let's see, it was the first show. I know I ended up going both weekends, but I met his friend who lived 5 minutes from Coachella.
Oh my God. Oh, that's great. Yeah.
And the only reason I met him
was,
first of all, I had to drop my friend off to his place because I was supposed to stay with, a girlfriend, and it was her girlfriend's house.
Okay.
But it turned out they never told the girlfriend's girlfriend never told her husband that all of us were coming to stay at the house.
Oh wow. Okay.
And he's this crazy mad French chef.
Okay.
So he shows up at the house and we're all like camped out in the living room.
Right.
All over. Who are all these squatters?
Oh my God.
I want them out of here.
Oh no.
The guy scared the hell out of me. I put my stuff in my car. I called my friend up. I said, you got to get me out of here. This Frenchman, I swear he's going to cut my throat.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Scared me so bad. And he had all these people from France visiting.
Right.
And he made this huge gourmet dinner for them that we weren't invited to. All I could do was smell it.
Right.
So not only was I scared, I was smelling this wonderful food that I couldn't eat.
Right. Oh, no.
And to top it all off, he didn't like using the air conditioning. In the middle of summer...
I was dying.
Yeah. It was so hot. It's like I was totally miserable.
Yeah.
I would have rather slept in my car.
Yeah.
So I pleaded with my best friend, you got to get me out of here, please. So I got to meet these other couple. And okay. Now every time I go to, and I took the other couple, I took the husband to Coachella with me. I paid for it. Look.
Yeah.
Your ticket for that would cost, that's less than it'll cost me to stay in a hotel.
Totally.
And yeah. he had a great time. He got to see all these bands that he was never exposed to.
Right.
And so now he's going with me this year. So now I have a place to stay.
Because
it's like my age, yeah. People my age, everybody kind of drops out. Right. I can't do 3 days in the heat.
Right.
My partner can't do anything in the heat.
Yeah. No,
so it's like basically
true.
I was alone. I go to Coachella alone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad because I like to share.
Yeah.
With people, you
experiences
know.
Like I that's like one thing I love about going to concerts is just sharing the experience with someone and hearing like
and you can see that they're enjoying it as much as you are and I get off on that sharing of feeling you know
same
it's more just in heightens the energy and you know it's like good sex.
One of my favorite things from Desert Trip, or one of the from Weekend 2, was during Neil Young's set and Moon.
That was the moon best.
Was magnificent. It was like I think it was a full moon or a heart. It was or maybe a harvest movie even, but like
the second weekend, his set was mind blowing.
Yeah,
Cowgirl in the Sand. Oh my God.
Yeah,
my all time favorite live.
Oh
song.
My goodness. Yeah.
And they did change the sets up a little bit each week.
Oh, they did?
Yeah,
okay.
From 1 week to the next.
Wow.
And it's what's funny. I had seats. I had an actual, you know, I think medallion over my neck.
Yeah.
For the first weekend,
because
I went for the cheap seat ones.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which were still $800.
Yeah.
The second weekend we had general admission.
Yeah.
But that.
Yeah.
Got me into the seat section.
Totally. Oh my gosh.
I wasn't expecting to go both weekends because it got the ticket, like you said, you got a ticket for $100.
Right.
I could not get rid of my second weekend tickets.
Oh my gosh.
So, but it was still a blast. I loved it.
It
I totally loved
best.
It. It was the best.
And I never saw the Rolling Stones either.
Oh.
And just like, oh my gosh. It was just.
Yeah, the first weekend the Stones did a Beatles song.
Oh, wow.
I think they did Come Together.
Okay. Cool. Oh, my gosh.
Even Paul McCartney was surprised, I remember him saying. Oh, did you go to the museum with all the pictures?
No, the line was too long. Every time I tried to
you had to time it just right.
You had to time it just right, and I didn't make it.
You've been to Coachella before, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But the way they set it up, it wasn't as beautiful. It wasn't as magical as Coachella.
Right, yeah.
You know, because they had the big grandstands up. You couldn't really see how beautiful
the
surroundings were, the way they had it set up.
Mm-hmm.
So I told my friends who were going, they'd never been to Coachella, oh, it's so beautiful there, you're going to love it. And I got there and it was like, it wasn't as spectacular.
Yeah.
Oh, did you find the Magic Tiki Bar?
Oh, yes.
We did too.
Yeah, I actually got to go. And,
me too.
It was really cool.
It was cool. They would not let you go a second time, though.
Oh, really?
We tried to go back the next day or two.
Oh, my gosh.
And they said, no, you've already been.
Oh, wow.
Because they were trying to get us, because it was a really tiny place, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I went there, I got, because after they, you know, I'm pretty easy to recognize, right? Every time I went back, no, I was always denied. I go, but those people in front of me just got a
right,
a
just
number.
Got in, yeah.
So yeah.
No, I only went once, so that's probably.
Yeah, it was very cool. I took pictures. But it was cool. I'm not really a drinker anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And those drinks were expensive, so.
Yeah.
I hardly ever drink. Drinking has not ever been a big deal for me.
So for people that might not go to shows, do you have any tips on getting tickets? Do you have? Yeah, like.
It's easier when you're retired. Because you're.
Because sometimes, like, you wait in line still at the Hollywood Bowl.
Yes.
But other times,
because there's only a few places you can still camp out.
Yeah.
That's the Hollywood Bowl and the Greek Theater, I think.
Okay.
And the Santa Barbara Bowl.
Okay.
Because I camped out when Radiohead last year.
Yeah.
I camped out overnight in the torrential rainstorm.
Oh my gosh.
And the people had tents up and there was wind and the tents are being blown over. I got to stay in my car. I had my handicap lager.
Yeah.
So I just put my car right there and I was right at the front of the line.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
Wow. They don't call me front row for nothing. They didn't go. Anyway, so yeah, that was, oh my God. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it was quite the experience. I mean, thank God I wasn't out in it.
Yeah, yeah.
But watching everybody else out in it, I'm too old to sit out in the rain in a tent.
Yeah, I'll
sit in my car, and if I get cold, I'll turn the heater on. I got my blanket out there. I got my chair.
Yeah.
That's me.
You know? Yes. That's so good.
See, there's not too many places, because it's very frustrating, because when you want, like the Fonda, when there's a big show at the Fonda, I used to know the general manager there, but he left.
Right.
And I'm friends with the new people, but if it's a big show, they just kind of shine you on, you know?
Yeah, it's true.
Same with the El Rey. Mm-hmm. Although the El Rey is very cool to me, because I go there so much, everybody knows me, and I'll go up, even if I hadn't asked in advance.
Yeah. That's cool.
Got any comms from the Dancing Man? And 9 out of 10 times, they say yes.
Aw, that's so good.
So I get a few, you know, my celebrities works a little magic.
Yeah, that's so great. Oh, well, I'm so glad you took the time out today to be on the show. Yeah, we'll have to go to some shows down the road together.
You're on my list.
Yay!
I've been calling you every time, but
I know
you're
you
always
have.
Too late to get... You're always just... You just missed the person. Well, you got a job. Well, you know.
I do have a full-time job, too, so...
And how do I... Other time tickets... You know, with the... Thank God for the scenestar.com.
That's
where I find out about most of the stuff.
Okay.
Pre-sales and... Who the hell is this band? Let me listen to him on Spotify.
Right, yeah.
Oh, these guys are good. Like next week, there's a show. Rex Orange County. Who the hell heard of Rex Orange County?
Yeah.
Really, really good, but sold out 2 nights of the El Rey instantly.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
And it's like some young guy, but he's got a real interesting sound.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's how I listen. You know, and sometimes I'll just go, because I got time. I'm retired. Yeah. Between my volunteering.
Yes.
Over at the Motion Picture and Television Fund campus, which is like 5 minutes from my house, Calabasas.
That's awesome.
So that's me giving too, you know.
Yeah, totally.
I feel like I'm giving when I go to shows too, because it's like my energy comes back to me through you guys.
Yeah.
You come running up to me. I tell all my friends who are straight and single, you got to hang out with me. All these gorgeous women come up to dance with me. You're missing out. I can set you up, no problem. I hate to see these gorgeous women go to waste.
Well, maybe you'll be my matchmaker down the road when we're at a show, and
it works quite with women. Maybe
with the guys coming up, I don't know.
Usually, if it's a guy coming up, they're usually gay.
Okay.
Which is great, because it's nice to say, "Oh, good, I'm 66, I still got it," or should I say, 66?
And on that note, thank you so much.
We love LA.
We love LA. We love music. Thanks again to Howard for being on the show and to the Bang Ups for the theme music. Be sure to like and follow I Love Music Podcast on all the social media platforms. This has been the I Love Music Podcast with Jen Fedor.